I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Truce talks between Israel and Hamas will resume Sunday in Cairo, according to an Egyptian news outlet on Saturday, citing a security source. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
It's the latest attempt to bring about a pause after nearly 6 months of war in the Gaza Strip. The warring sides have stepped up negotiations mediated by Qatar and Egypt on a six-week suspension of Israel's offensive in return for the proposed release of 40 of the 130 hostages still held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. Hamas has sought to parlay any deal into an end to the fighting and a withdrawal of Israeli forces. Israel has ruled this out, saying it would eventually resume efforts to dismantle the governance and military capabilities of Hamas. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the U.S. government reaction to a new Palestinian Authority cabinet.
Three United Nations military observers and a Lebanese interpreter were wounded while patrolling the southern Lebanese border with Israel. The UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon, UNIFIL, said a shell exploded near the observers and that they're all in a stable condition. UNIFIL has said it is carrying out an independent investigation into the explosion. The blast came as clashes between the Israeli military and Hezbollah militants escalated in recent weeks. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tenenti told the AP,
escalation can create miscalculation that could not be controlled and open for a wider conflict.
The three military observers from Chile, Australia and Norway were unarmed. I'm Karen Shamas.
And a three-ship convoy has left a port in Cyprus today.